AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Closing arguments have started in New York in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial. Earlier, there was a bomb threat at the home of the judge. Arriving in court, Trump says he is being muted.
At this moment, the judge is not letting me make the summation because I'll bring up things that he doesn't want to hear. And it's a very unfair trial. Nobody's seen anything like this. I don't think they've ever seen anything like this.
Donald Trump has repeatedly disparaged the judge and New York's attorney general. The judge has already found Trump committed years of fraud by lying about his riches on financial statements. Inflation edged up last month. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
Higher rents and food prices boosted overall inflation in December. It's a sign that the Federal Reserve's drive to slow inflation to its 2% target will likely remain a bumpy one. The Labor Department's report showed that overall prices rose 0.3% from November and just under 3.5% from a year ago. If you leave out volatile food and energy costs, the so-called core prices rose just 0.3% month over month, unchanged from November's increase. Economists pay more attention to core prices because they're seen as a better guide to the likely path of inflation. I'm Shelley Adler.
The UN's top court started hearings over allegations Israel's war with Hamas amounts to genocide, which Israel strongly denies. Iran's navy seized an oil tanker in the Gulf of Oman. After 24 seasons and 6 Super Bowl victories, the New England Patriots and coach Bill Belichick have agreed to part ways. He is just the third coach in NFL history to reach 300 career regular season wins. Belichick spoke to reporters last season.
Winning games in this league is about having good players, and I've been very fortunate to have a lot of them.
The Patriots ended this season 4-13, Belichick's worst record in 29 seasons as an NFL head coach. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks gave up an early gain and turned lower on Wall Street, pulling the market back below the record high it set 2 years ago. The choppy trading early Thursday followed a closely watched report on inflation in the U.S. The headline number came in a bit higher than expected with inflation. Treasury yields wobbled in unsteady trading after the report came out. The S&P 500 was off 0.4% in the first hour of trading. The Dow was down 173 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite was off 0.4%. Crude oil prices rose almost 3%. That helped keep upward pressure on inflation. Higher crude oil prices can mean higher prices at the gas pump. The price of Bitcoin rose a day after U.S. regulators allowed for the trading of the first exchange-traded funds that hold the digital currency, rather than futures related to it. Seth Sutel, New York.
Google is laying off hundreds of employees working on its hardware, voice assistants, and engineering teams. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FIRST.